All right, we're here. We're live. We're live.
Okay.
We're live.
I'm not ready.
We're live.
I'm not ready.
Okay. You can do an original time. Did you take off your shoes?
I just told you, don't listen. I told you I am taking off my shoes because it is so hot.
Rough.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Eliezer, hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
I have a joke for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
I am.
Okay. What did the llama say to his date?
With the llama? The llamas?
Llama.
What?
Llama.
Llama.
Yeah. Not like Hebrew llama.
Something
like
to do with spit? Animal.
It's not about spit.
Because they do spit. That's what they're known for.
Llama spit, yeah. Camel spit, too.
Llama.
What did the llama say to his date?
I don't know, because he was having a dilemma.
That's much better. This is kind of a long answer.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
No. This is the llama now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Hey. Hey. Want to go on a picnic? Alpaca lunch.
Right. Are llamas alpacas? Are they actually the same thing?
Your turn.
Okay. All right.
Hit me with it.
This is for the young ones.
Okay, the young kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Elsa's, from Frozen, yeah. What is Elsa's favorite vegetable?
Elsa's favorite iceberg lettuce.
Well, lettuce. Let us go. Let us go.
Wait.
Let us go.
My answer was better.
It is better. Because you said iceberg lettuce. You added something to it.
Yeah.
Iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce. Iceberg let us go.
Romaine.
Ready. Set.
Doo-doo-bomb. Doo-doo-doo-doo-bomb.
I should smack you over the head, mister!
Hi-ya!
Ow! You look a little frazzled. You just get up.
Heyo!
I say shmear.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, we love all Jews and all shuls.
We love all shuls. Okay, hold on. I'm there. Oh, you like those mirabas.
David Hasselhoff, baby!
Oh, the Hoff!
It's okay, we're Jewish. Because we are experts in everything we talk about.
Yeah, they're looking to us as a guiding light.
Sally.
Eliezer.
I'm excited for this episode.
Okay.
I don't know why we haven't done this episode.
This,
like,
is a real peek into our brain.
Yeah. This
one is going to be very revealing.
People are going to be scared.
They're going to wonder, did you guys do any homework in school as kids?
Interesting. Right? Wonder. Interesting. A little foreshadowing. Oh.
Okay. I'm going to say this right. Rabbi Dov Emerson is going to text us
right away. Do we have to mention him every episode?
Yes, in the contract.
Okay.
Thank you for reading it.
Yep.
He's going to say you guys should have had a two-parter, and I already agree.
So maybe we will.
This is
I don't know how many
episodes.
I don't know if people understand our process. I usually do a lot of the research, and you just show up.
Yeah, so that's the process.
There's a lot of improv here, and improv is an art.
I believe so, yes.
And a science.
Mm.
Well, yes, and
oh, okay.
All the other rules.
Oh, okay. That's all that science is about?
That's it.
When you say science, I want to have a beaker. And when I say beaker,
Exactly.
Yeah. Another peek into our brain.
Yes. Oh.
Me.
Yeah. That's our second Muppets reference in this history of the show.
I was probably the only child who understood what the Swedish chef was saying.
You did. Yeah. What was he saying?
Hermes. He ultimately was just saying, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Please send me back home.
Or get out of my kitchen.
Yeah. He was actually.
Stay out of the kitchen.
It's a little known fact that he was a prisoner of the show.
None of.
he was trafficked from Sweden. And
that's why he had no eyeballs, right?
That's right. They said, if you want your eyeballs back.
That was the first warning.
Yeah.
Cook or you're out.
I'm Kermit the Killer.
Can you?
That's his actual
By the way,
accent.
What's this episode about?
One of our favorite things.
Television.
Entertainment. So this episode is our favorite TV shows from our childhood.
Top five, because I don't want to go down that road.
We don't want to upset everybody. The
fabric. Right. The wallpaper of our brain.
The ones that has stayed with us, that we remember, the top TV shows.
Among the top.
the ones that we...
They're in the pool of
top.
Good stuff.
Well, you know, you're commitment phobic.
It's a chillant of good TV shows.
Okay. Of the 80s,
by the way, for
the
those
80s
of you,
and 90s.
For those of you
yeah.
who are already saying, what? Television?
80s?
Jewish?
Oh. Right. Well,
right. So we are, it's okay. We're Jewish.
There are definitely shows that were Jew-ish.
Yeah.
And we don't mean the creators or the producers.
No, we knew they're Jewish.
Yeah. Right,
we
right,
that's
right.
That's a given. That's a given.
We'll get there. We'll get to the Jewish part.
And let's be honest, for all those people, oh, I don't have a TV. We all know you have a TV in your closet. We right. all know.
Do you have a phone?
Those things, you know, remember those old school TVs that were like big hunks of like,
oh, by the way,
the VHS in the bottom? Look like if you feed the VHS.
There was always a way. There was always a way.
Yeah.
I grew up watching TV on a small black and white television.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a little turning knob?
I actually had this conversation with my mother recently, and she's like, no, you had a TV. I'm like, no.
Your grandparents bought you a TV.
Thank you for remembering that, but that was 10 when that happened.
Wow.
And it did actually spark a bit of a TV addiction, to which point my mother actually had to throw the TV out.
So really, we have to thank your grandparents for this episode.
Yes, it was a color TV.
Should we do like a rapid fire word association with television right now?
Go.
Lucy.
Ball.
Very good. You go now.
Okay. Hermit.
Hermit?
I don't know.
I thought you said Herman, and then I would have said head.
Oh, have monsters. Okay, fine.
Munsters.
Munster.
Like the cheese?
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good show. But that's not in my top. That's not in my top.
But I did enjoy
it. Maybe
that.
We should not do the free association. I don't think it's working. I will say, TV for me,
yeah,
it was actually a very big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Not just like I would run home and watch. It's like I spent a lot of my time. Like it was my babysitter.
Yeah.
It was my friend.
Oh, it was my friend too. Yeah. By the way, a very, very, especially on those, I don't know if you could see these air quotes, on my days off from school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would ditch in high school sometimes. This is, I'm not getting into this, to watch soap operas.
Me too. Okay, okay. What was your go-to soap opera?
I mean, I believe the only
Let's
one.
Say it at the same time.
All My Children.
Days of Our Lives. Do you like Days of Our Lives?
I don't remember which one was which, to be
well,
honest.
Well, one had an...
I think there was a General Hospital and All My Children. Days of Our Lives, that had the big...
The Hourglass.
Yeah, I watched that too.
As sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Do they have soap operas anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know they have soap and operas.
Do you know they have soap?
That's not nice. That was one time. One time.
All right. So it was a big part. And,
Let's get into it.
I will say, I want to throw this up before we even get into it, though.
Oh.
The real difference between now, today, and then, like, you'd watch a show.
Yeah.
Because it was on at a certain time.
Oh, yes,
and day,
of course. Huge
and
difference.
You would get to school the next day, and everybody was talking about
Wait
it.
Wait till we get to the commercial episode.
Because
like, that existed. And
right. There's only commercials in the Super Bowl now, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
And on Hulu.
Exactly.
Frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating.
Gosh, Hulu, get your act together.
Yeah.
That's so
I pay
years,
for
20
it.
Years ago.
I pay for it.
You know, I don't think there's an option not to anymore.
There is. I think there's a higher level you can do without ads.
I thought you were right. And then literally we canceled Hulu a couple weeks ago and I wanted to watch I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Talk about word association.
Yeah.
And I couldn't last night because I don't have an account.
Oh, I have an account, but I would not allow you
That's
to use
not
it
Jewish.
Unless you're at my house watching it with me.
Borrowing passwords
not
is
allowed.
Not
Netflix
Jewish.
Is coming down. By the way, we should do an episode on streaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should stream.
Do
should,
a live stream
yeah,
of
that,
the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Anyway, so favorite episodes that
favorite
really...
episode shows.
Shows
that's
that
really
stayed
granular.
With us from the 80s and 90s. So you want to go first?
Okay.
I have my list.
Can I get a little television music?
Ba-da-ba-ba. Sally's walking home today, and he's gonna make a great day with his friends. High five!
Starring Don Knotts. Okay.
Yeah, that's
kind of fun. Oh, God. This definitely has to be a three-parter for sure.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you just said Don Knotts. I used to watch a lot of that.
Of Don Knotts? Of which one?
Of with the pig and the kid, the director.
What?
And his father was like a sheriff.
Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
What pig?
There was a pig in the show.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Like I watched it when I was home. Excuse me.
Bop, but isn't that the
show? Yes, but it's. The whistle.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Top list.
Oh, can I not? You know who I met yesterday?
Who?
Sunday, Monday.
Happy days.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Happy days.
Thursday, Friday.
Happy days?
Shabbos comes, you fall asleep.
And you're gonna have it with the Fonz.
I met the Fonz yesterday.
Henry Winkler.
I met him for the second time.
Isn't
so technically, I'm meeting him.
The star of Barry?
He is the supporting character on Barry. He's great. He's so funny. He's a mensch. He's a Jew, and he loves being Jewish. And guess what? He goes to me, he looks me right in the eyes and says, "And what is your name?" And I told him.
Did you say, "Hey"?
No, I said, actually, I pulled this line for the second time. I
did. Yeah, because this is the second time you've met him.
Yes.
You're a bit of a stalker.
It was more of a reunion.
Yeah. Was he excited to see you?
He was. I have a picture to prove it. And it was not staged, as many people assume. And
did you have to pay him?
I said, "I saw you in 2001 with John Ritter on Broadway in The Dinner Party."
Yeah, you said that last time to him.
I did. I don't think he's like, oh, great. What a great show.
Yeah.
And he's like, "And what is your name?" And I said, "Sally Cass. It's great to meet you."
I wonder, like, I mean.
And I had to remind him what we met before.
Right. He has to have his, you know, responses.
He doesn't have to have anything. But we know.
Like, it's hard to be famous.
We
need a catchphrase, right?
Yeah. Well, we can't do A because that's taken.
A. How about B?
That was good. Wait, can't our catchphrase be it's okay we're Jewish?
I think, yeah, that's okay.
It's okay we're Jewish.
Okay, yeah, good. Top.
No.
Favorite.
Many. Among the favorite shows. So I have two lists here.
Okay.
I have five cartoons.
I didn't even have to make a list. It's in my brain.
Well, I took it seriously. I have five cartoons,
yeah.
And I have, that's animation for those of you at home, and I have five,
not digital animation, people actually drew back
gosh,
then.
No thanks, yeah. No digital, it makes me dizzy.
Art.
And and I've got five starring actual people.
Okay, great.
That's, and this is no particular order.
You've watched a lot of TV.
I watched a lot. It's amazing. Yeah. By the way, this doesn't even scratch the surface, about, these 10 shows.
You didn't put game shows.
Oh, we really yeah. and top commercials. We could really, yeah. This could keep
The beef?
This could keep us busy.
That was so good.
What about chicken? It's what's for dinner.
Right. How about,
wait, beef? Oh, I can't believe I said chicken. Shame on me. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
About, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
How about stovetop? How about Sunny D?
How about pip plop flies fizz?
Pip plop.
We were not alive. What a relief. We were not alive then. We were
no,
not.
But yeah, David but, Statman, our top fan.
Deez. Top fan. Oh, no.
No.
Hey, top fan.
That's not it?
No, oh, sorry, wait.
One more.
Definitely not it. Oh, top fan.
David Statman reintroduced me to that Pepto-Bismol jingle. Okay, so we're going to do one by one. I'll go first.
Sure.
Cartoons first.
Yeah, I'm not going in any order.
No, this is in no particular order. This is an obvious one.
Yeah.
The Simpsons. What?
Oh, no. I cannot believe you started there. And David's going to be very upset.
How do you not have that? Are you a... What were you, a monk?
I'm so sorry. First of all, I am older than you. So,
exactly.
So I was...
I was five when it came out.
Do you know when The Simpsons came out?
1989.
Really?
Yes. And it was a spinoff because it was featured on what show?
Tracy Ullman Show.
Very good.
Thank you.
You win today's podcast. Congratulations.
I enjoyed the Tracy Ullman Show.
So they were a segment on her show.
I remember.
And if you remember, what did Homer sound like in the first season? Kind of.
Like Charlie Brown.
Marjorie, honey.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I do remember that. You know, I'm really sorry to say I've never been a huge fan of Simpsons.
That's all you're going to say is you're very sorry?
I didn't even watch the movie.
Well, you're not missing out there. Okay. Sasha, top fan, please. Do it.
Top fan.
Sasha. Sasha, she does not speak for both of us. Oh, my God. First of all, we walked out. It's so hot in here.
Hot
can
in
you
the
please
studio.
Turn on the fan? It's
I'm
really
gonna,
hot in
I'm
here.
I'm going to do that. It's so hot in here. Can you give me the remote?
Jeez. We're in Eliezer's studio. You spent all the money on rebooting the Simpsons movie.
So I didn't.
We walked out. It was so bad. That movie was so bad.
But I listen, there's some good shows in The Simpsons, some good episodes here and there, but I...
Monorail. That's when Conan O'Brien was a writer for The Simpsons. It happens to still be on.
I know, we're going to get a lot of heat that I don't like it, but
no,
I'm
not
going to
get any heat my way.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, you're already start 89.
Wait,
are
you familiar? Like, do you know what show I'm referring to?
Yeah, yeah, with
Homer,
the little blonde
Bart?
Children.
You were never a fan of The Simpsons?
Not a fan. I watched it once in a while, but I was not a fan. I wasn't. No.
Did you have friends?
I did, which is probably why I wasn't watching TV in high school.
You were in high school in 1989?
Yeah. I graduated in 93. Yeah.
Okay.
So high school was not my
By the way, you look great, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. People tell me that all the time. They say you look a lot like Sally.
Oh, right?
Mm. You and Jason Siegelbaum, Lawrence.
Yeah, Jason Siegelbaum and I have the same middle name. Hey, for everyone,
first shout out to Jason Siegelbaum on our podcast. But he's not. I don't know. Is he a top fan?
Pick another button
here, Jason Siegelbaum. Hey,
hi Jason. Okay.
Okay, Simpsons. Okay, so do I get to go now?
It's your turn.
Okay, so
this is cartoons.
Oh, cartoons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
The
first five are cartoons.
Top cartoon. I mean, I watch this. Now, I do have to say.
Wait, do you have five?
No.
I'm getting the impression we're just going to. Okay.
I'm just giving you my top ones.
Maybe I should just go through mine then.
But let me just tell you this. Very important.
Fine.
As Jews.
Yeah.
And as, again, we love all Jews. And, not, you know, Jews do a lot of different things. But both you and I grew up keeping Shabbat.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
So we missed out.
On a lot.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes. I have another one.
Yeah. So I will say I missed out on a lot of these shows. So I'm actually not sure when I got to watch some of this. I guess it was Sunday morning.
Yeah.
This was after school.
Well, I used to get them on tape.
Okay. Well, I wasn't rich. So you had one of those fancy VCRs?
Yeah, I did.
By the way, again, I didn't have a VCR when I was your age watching TV.
Yeah, I know. You had the black and white.
It didn't. Yeah. So, G.I. Joe.
Ooh, that's a good one.
O-M-G.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. Right, at the end. By the way, for those of you who've never watched it, maybe you saw the movies, but it was based on a cartoon.
Yeah.
And at the end, they'd always have like a little message, like some kid's getting bullied and like Duke.
Oh, man.
Duke would show up and be like, hey, that's not cool.
Who was the guy with the hat? He was also a wrestler in WWF.
Right.
Yes. Who was that guy? I was fascinated by that as a kid.
Right. They did that. They would bring it like the football player, the refrigerator, became a G.I. Joe character. Like they would
Who
bring
was that
in,
guy? Lawrence Taylor?
I don't remember. It's a sports reference. But he was named the refrigerator.
Hightower from...
that was crazy. By the way, that was... I don't know, maybe you saw the documentary, but
a
lot of the cartoons that I watch as a child, there's a documentary about the cartoons from the 80s.
Oh.
They purely existed to sell toys.
Oh, yeah.
They were not vehicles of entertainment. They were like, we just came out with these characters, G.I. Joes, and now we want to sell them, so we made a cartoon.
They did a good job.
Oh my God, I had as many G.I. Joes as I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
But I was not, unfortunately, able to get the big aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But
wow.
But who was that guy with the hat?
I don't
Sergeant,
remember.
He was great.
Right, I remember
my
that
My mind was
Sergeant.
Blown. I'm like, hey, this guy exists in real life because he's on the WWF.
Yeah, so it was, I love that show. I watch it all the time. It was done so well. And it sold some good toys.
So I'm going to actually, good one, by the way. Since it's very clear you have no
By
other
the way,
shows.
And since we're talking, I have other shows. For
cartoons?
All. Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
And since we're talking about Jewish, because you said we're going to, G.I. Joseph? Yeah.
What about him?
That's what I'm saying. That's probably what was going on there. It's Joe. It's like he went in the army and like in those days it wasn't so.
Did
like,
they show what life was
people's
like
identity.
On like, the holidays?
Yeah, there was a lot of like, you know, Hanukkah episodes and they were never.
No?
But I believe it, I always thought it was G.I. Joe.
We should do that. G.I. Yosef.
Yosef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Y.I.
Right. He had a
Yosef,
lot of
young
had a lot
Israel.
Of pride.
Young Israel Yosef.
No, he was an immigrant from another country. Came in and he wanted to give back to America. He joined. He enlisted.
Yeah.
And G.I. Joseph,
very good.
Great American hero. That's how I heard it.
That's a beautiful, beautiful song. Okay, I'm actually going to combine two.
Okay.
Because I have to make room for another one, which I'll get to next. So I was going to have these in two separate, you know, numbers, but now I'm going to combine because they're. It's a spinoff, sort of.
You're not gonna like my last one.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Actually, the Flower Girls at our wedding, that was the song we played.
We're different ages.
You don't like DuckTales?
I like DuckTales. I enjoyed it.
This is the episode.
But it's not my childhood.
This is the last. I think this is it for you and
DuckTales.
Me.
DuckTales. Woo!
And then
Mr. Magoo, what's his name? Or Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah, there you go.
When he'd go down the money, that was great.
Go down the money.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, woo,
first of all, I apologize to our fans out there. For the DuckTale loyalists out there, I'm sorry. And for those who've never seen an episode, he didn't go down to the money. He dove. He had a pool of money and he swam with a bathing suit.
David.
A one piece, mind you. He was wearing like a real...
He was a good swimmer.
No, but...
He was professional.
Why didn't he have like trunks? Like Donald.
You know, I think older people in those days wore one-piecers, men and women.
Was Donald in those days? When was that?
With the ducks? Ducks
have
been around for...
They had an old-timey car, right?
Ducks have been around a while. David Statman's also a big fan of DuckTales.
I know.
Right. So I think what we're seeing is, unfortunately, a decade difference between the two of us.
Well. So then let's see if you can answer this. I know David can answer this. What's the quasi spinoff of DuckTales that I'm talking about? There was a...
Chippendales? Those little rat things?
Chippendale? Oh, God, I need to make room for another one. That dark, you're talking about Chippendale Rescue Rangers. That's a great... Okay, that's for next episode. No. Launchpad McQuack, who was on DuckTales, ended up being whose sidekick?
I have no idea.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh, was that like Batman, but a duck?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I kind of remember that. I kind of remember that when I was graduating school.
I'm going to throw Tailspin in there.
Yeah.
Tailspin was great. Tiny Toon
Adventure. I see you're just like looking down Google.
No, I'm not. I wrote these down.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah, this is my notes. This is not Google. Tiny Toon Adventures. Are you joking right now?
Were they like babies with big heads?
What is that? No, they were like little Looney Tunes.
Okay, fine. Go. We're losing our listeners.
And then this one, this is my childhood.
Yeah.
Animaniacs. It's time for Animaniacs. Now, some people are going to say, what? You forgot Pinky and the Brain? No, because they're a part of Animaniacs.
Right. I agree with that. Again, we're bypassing my childhood. So
why don't you throw one in there? What are you like?
Okay, fine. So should I just go through the animations?
I know you're right. Let me see if I can guess your era. That Schoolhouse Rock, you know, Sonny and Bill into law. I'm just a Bill. Sitting top of Capitol Hill.
That was the best. That was the best. Yeah. No. Okay. So I'm just gonna bang them out.
Yeah.
Okay. So G.I. Joe, top. Yeah. Pretty close. Transformers.
Good one. Transformers.
I can't tell you how many times I stood behind a fan and said Transformers.
Yeah.
I am Optimus Prime.
Very good.
What a good again, another show built to sell toys.
Which toy would have been the Jewish one? Which Transformer? Not the truck. Optimus.
Bumblebee? No.
No, come on. Was there like a Cadillac?
Maishi Karofsky?
What kind of car was he?
It was a Karofsky.
Now it would be like a Honda Odyssey.
He was one of those. He was one of those big station wagons.
That? Can you imagine? Yeah. Like I was like, okay, transform, and you just see like oi, Honda
oi,
Odyssey.
Oi, oi, yeah. Oi, oi.
Like everyone's shooting guns, and he's got like a stick of gum, like oi. Wrapper.
No, he would have been a station wagon in those days. Oh, I miss those.
Driving
backwards.
Amazing.
Driving backwards.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Wait for me, Optimus.
I'll be there. Give me 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Do we really have to go after them again?
Who's the bad guy? Decepticons. No, what was his name?
Oh, the main guy? Oh, I forgot. There was like Quicksilver or Silver Streak. Yeah, it was a gun. The main guy was a gun.
I had a problem with that.
Right.
Because without someone holding him,
well,
he'd fall,
Excuse me, no, because he would convert from a gun to a tape. I think that's what it was. I think he was like a robot gun and also like a video, like an audio tape.
A cassette?
I think he was.
I think you're right.
And then like he would go into someone's like, you know, like his main Sony power Rock would band. Be. Okay. I don't remember, but the I love that show, and I will say we couldn't afford it. Transformers were expensive.
Were they?
Yeah, So I actually, not that I watch it occasionally, but I remember for my birthday distinctly. I couldn't get the Transformers, so I got the GoBots.
Whoa.
Do you remember the GoBots?
No.
Yeah, they were like the knockoff Transformers. So they had their own show too. It was not as good.
I really want to see this spinoff through with Morris Carlson. What'd you say his name was? The Jewish station wagon Transformer. Like we've had like 18 Bumblebee movies.
Can't we all just get along?
like, where's he? He's at the store.
He's getting snacks.
Okay.
Okay,
keep going.
Okay.
You're doing great so far.
I'm going to put these two together, but for He-Man and She-Ra.
Yeah. Jewish. Hello, She-Ra.
Very Jewish.
He-Man. Yeah.
He-Man. And
the haircut,
by the way, He-Man,
the haircut wasn't He-Man, so Jewish.
He-Man.
That haircut was a little going on with that.
That was not a Jewish haircut. I don't know. No, it wasn't. It was kind of like a mop flop kind of thing.
It was kind of like like a prince. Oh, he was a prince.
But I did have.
Also, his name was Adam. Prince Adam.
He was Adam. Very Jewish.
Yeah.
Adam and She-Ra.
Exactly.
I loved it. I had him, He-Man, and Cringer. Cringer was his cat that became the thing he wrote.
What was the little alien floaty guy?
What?
The guy in the purple with the O on his
The shirt. Skeletor?
No, the little guy who flew around with the
hello, He-Man. I don't remember. He had a little floaty guy.
There was a little floaty guy.
That might have been the new version. But Skeletor,
I don't think so.
That was some scary stuff, by the way.
Skeletor was really, yeah.
Yeah, so, scary. Yeah, by the way, the like G.I. Joe had snake skin. What was it?
Snake eyes.
Snake
eyes.
No, that was a good guy. Well, he's ambiguous. We're not sure what he was.
Are you talking about Cobra?
Cobra. Yeah. Such a good, yeah. They were like good. That's what I'm saying. We had good.
That's when cartoons good and evil.
Okay, I thought it was He-Man and She-Ra. Did She-Ra have a cat?
Did She-Ra have a cat? I don't think so.
I did have a friend.
A horse or something?
I had a friend in school called She-Ra Mendelssohn. I wonder if it was based on a real person.
Did she spell her name She-Ra?
No, but she came into class sometimes and she'd put her hands up in the air and go, She-Ra, Princess of Power! And lightning came down and then she became a woman.
So why did you question it? You're wondering.
This is so crazy.
Are you the same? I think no. You don't have some questions.
For those who listen who know She-Ra, no, that didn't happen. But she was a lovely person.
Okay.
I don't think she was the cartoon character though. So yeah, He-Man, She-Ra.
Well, one more, then you're done.
Then a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So I'm gonna put these two together.
Okay.
But I did watch these a lot.
Okay.
Care Bears.
Oh,
and My Little Pony.
You watch My Little Pony?
My Little Pony. My Little Pony. They were ponies with like special. They were like unicorn ponies, like amazing.
Oh, they were unicorns. Wait a minute. You're right. They were unicorns. So why were they called ponies?
Because I guess that's what you call a baby unicorn.
I don't know.
But they were amazing. And then the Care Bears, they were like shooting powers out of their hearts. They had big hearts.
I was partial to the Care Bear cousins.
Oh,
I see. The lion.
Oh, yeah.
He was something. Yeah. He knew what he was doing.
These were the cartoons I grew up with. Watched those
reruns. I grew up with them. Rerun.
Yeah.
They were all on Shabbos.
Rerun.
Okay. Hey. No, that's Fat Albert.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay. So now we're moving on to the human shows. How much time do we have left? Like 30 seconds?
Hours.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
Okay. So.
No. Can I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought I was going first.
Do it.
Yeah.
By singing or humming the theme. And let's see if I can guess.
Oh, shoot. Okay, because one of my top ones, and I'm going to show, I had a little crush on this person
as
a child.
Oh, wait, okay. I know exactly what. Can I sing it?
Yeah, even my wife knows.
I'm going to sing it for you.
Okay, go.
Okay. Maybe the world is blind. Or just a little unkind. I'm right?
This is Punky Rooster?
Yep. Punky Rooster. Every Sulaiman time
Fry.
I turn around.
Turn around.
I see the girl that turns my world around.
All I remember is the old man stepping over the homeless guy.
Henry.
Yeah. Who adopted this. I think she broke into his house in the first episode.
Do you remember the episode where the little boy drinks Clorox bleach?
I kind of do. A special episode.
And they made him drink milk.
Throw up or something?
I don't remember that part.
Is she? She's Jewish, right? We're gonna say she's Jewish.
What's her real name?
Sulaimon Fry.
No, that Fry is not her.
Fry.
Fryman.
Fry. She's like she was Froman. Now she's Fry.
That was a good show.
I love that show because I wanted to wear like Punky Rooster clothes,
like shoes,
just colors,
the shoes.
And, yeah, but it was such a yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I got that. Well, that's on my list also.
Okay.
Now you go.
Oh, again? That, okay.
Yeah,
So I did not have a crush on this girl because she was not a human.
Oh, okay. I think this is on my list also.
It's
no.
What? Oh, you're doing it?
La 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 la. She's a small wonder. Yeah.
She was a small wonder.
Okay.
She was a robot.
Let's see if you can get a small wonder for all of those who don't know is about a robot girl named
Samantha.
Vicky. Vicky, who was created by, I guess, the dad.
I think so, right.
Was he a scientist? I don't know.
But by the way, an amazing feat of technology in the 80s.
Yeah.
But for some reason, couldn't keep that panel on. Like, it always pop off.
So, first of all, it's a shtickle, child abuse, no?
No, but it wasn't. It was a robot, I think.
But it's hitting her on the head. That's how you got her to stop talking, right?
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember the panel always coming off and there being like a little electric shock happening.
Okay, so I don't know if this is confirmed. I believe she was based on Teddy Ruxpin because they had the same panel on their back.
Interesting. I did not, because that was also a very expensive toy. F.A. Schwartz.
No, I think I had friends who had Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
It also scared me a little bit.
Totally scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a show that I didn't put on my list, but is similar in my mind to
Teddy Ruxpin.
To Small Wonder.
Yeah, go.
Let's see. I'm going to sing it. Oh, here we go. Ready? Would you like to swing on a star? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Carry moonbeams home in a jar. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Out of this world.
That's what it's called.
Oh, wait. You're talking about with the aliens?
It's called Out of This World.
With Robin?
Who?
From Batman?
What
are you talking about?
Robin from Batman.
Oh, different shows. I'm thinking of...
Who is...
Oh, that's a great show. Not on the list because it's not really my childhood.
What, Batman?
No, remember with the aliens that came and they lived in this world? And what's his name? He's in the Dark Knight. He's Batman. Or we think he's Batman. Robin. No.
Oh, that's Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes, such a great show.
Yes,
but
no.
Oh, wait, what's Out of This World? You're right.
Her father was an alien.
Yeah.
She was born here in the States.
Yeah.
And she communicated with him through this like weird triangular orb.
It's so funny. I vaguely remember.
And then she could freeze time by touching her fingers like that. Yeah. Bing, and then clapping, I guess, to unfreeze time.
I guess it wasn't like a favorite show, but I do remember it.
Okay. I think it's your turn now. I keep interrupting you, but
okay, fine.
I think the fans like it when I do that.
Okay, fine. Now this show, oh my God, I loved because this was a show you watched and you're like, one day I will have a room full of arcade games and a train that drives me
Silver
around.
Silver Spoons? Very good.
Yeah.
You know who was on that? It's still very famous.
The Karate Kid.
Nuh-uh. That was Ricky Schroeder.
Right.
But Ricky Schroeder. But his friend on the show, who? Jason Bateman.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, I do know that because I listen to Smart Listen. Yeah. I mention it every once in a while.
Very good.
I love that show. I wanted that train. I wanted that arcade room.
How did that theme song go?
It's a silver spoon in your mouth, and you're going to have some cereal, and it's going to taste funny because silver and milk gets a funny taste in your mouth.
Great show.
Brought to you by NBC. No, there was a theme. By the way, that's another thing.
Was that show just about a rich kid?
Yeah.
That was it? That's
the premise? Did they ever adopt? Was Jason Bateman adopted? Was that the thing? Was he the poor kid?
I don't remember.
Yeah. But that was the thing, right? Mom wasn't around. And
well, who was that other woman?
Well, I don't remember.
His stepmother?
Maybe.
So it was just about a rich kid? That was the premise?
I don't really remember much except for that train and that arcade. And I was amazed by that.
And the spoon.
You know how expensive it is to have one of those arcades? Even today, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, in those days, those thousands of dollars. And he had like five or six of them.
He must have been doing
really
well.
In the living room. It wasn't even a game room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Now, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
This is a classic.
Yeah.
Now, it may have been on Saturdays, but I was on every single day. I think it's still on different channels, TBS, whatever. Saved by the Bell. Come on.
All right. Okay.
That's all I get is okay.
Oh, no. I'm going to.
When I wake up in the morning, my alarm goes out of warning. I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Saved by the Bell.
Your turn.
No. I wanted to ramp up that a little bit.
Dustin Diamond, may he rest in peace.
What?
Well, he did pass away.
I don't know. He should rest in peace, but he was a little rough in the end. Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I loved Saved by the Bell, but again, not my childhood.
What?
What? Google when it started.
No, I don't have to, but I will. I think it's going to be 1989 because it started not as Saved by the Bell, if you recall. What was season one called?
Saved by...
Good Morning. Who was the
Vietnam?
Teacher?
Vietnam. Robin Williams.
What? Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
What?
Saved by the... You know, that was... It started...
It's got to be the 90s. It's got to be the 90s.
I was right. Original release, August 20th, 1989. Isn't it? Okay. The season premiered on a Sunday night.
What? 89?
A retooling... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
You apologizing?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Now, Saved by the Bell, as we know it,
yeah,
with A.C. Slater, because he was not on Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell premiered on August 20th, 1989. Now, Good Morning, Miss Bliss... was on the Disney Channel from 1988 to 1989.
The Disney Channel.
That was with Haley Mills.
Cable.
When she was young, she was in the original Parent Trap. She played the twins.
All of this information's irrelevant. So again, high school show, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And I actually remember a little.
Didn't you grow up with Haley Mills? I mean, who's
Haley Mills?
She's She played Miss Bliss.
I don't know who that is, but
I think she was in your class. You seem to be rather old on
no,
the
but
show.
I love that show. I mean, you had
by the way, what was it like? Watching Howdy Doody every morning?
Who was Zach? What's Zach up to these days?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
What does he do?
I think he's just outside waiting for
does
us.
Does he do a show? I don't even
know. No, Mario Lopez.
Yeah, he's got like a whole thing.
He's like Ryan Seacrest.
What? So what? Money? Now we're in.
It's your turn. Human shows.
I actually had. And I don't even know what you call it, a human show, but I had a, but it was, there were people in it. And well, I had so a stuffed animal.
Those are human.
I had a stuffed animal. Alf.
I can't believe that's not on my list. Alf was that's like. That's a hard theme song. It's just piano.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
I don't remember it.
You know, we should just do a theme song episode.
Well, you're clearly, I don't remember the theme songs.
Like, are you joking?
No, like, I don't.
As long as we've got each other.
Right. I didn't realize, I thought I was lonely as a child, but you were a lot more lonely.
What show is that? As long as we've got
Growing Pains.
Very good. And what about this one?
By the way, it's on my list.
There's a time for love and a time for
pain. Did you do that one?
A brand new life. A brand new life. Who's the boss?
911 Cincinnati.
Oh.
WKRP Cincinnati.
911 Cincinnati.
Well, it's rough. No. It's rough in Cincinnati. No, they have a, they have 911 LA. W-K-R- they have 911.
WKRP Cincinnati.
That was so good. By the way, those shows were like, I did watch those, and it was hard. There was like an edge to that. Like,
what was Family
those
Ties?
Those were 70s shows, though, I think.
So what?
Also, okay, so what? How about Mr. Cotter?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. What is Family Ties?
Oh.
What's the how does it go?
That was the guy with Back to the Future.
Family Ties
Michael
was
J.
Hold on, I'm going to Google this.
Wait, that was a good one. They had the whole painting in the beginning. I loved Family Ties.
I loved that was my
Family
favorite part
Ties,
of the show.
Growing Pains. That's on my list. Are we allowed to do this? I think it's got to keep it under 30 seconds or we're going to get sued. Uh-oh. I bet we've
been together. I'm going to skip to the actual. And I can't
what? He was like,
oh.
What will we do, baby?
That's right. And there ain't no nothing
we can't love each other through. Wow.
Very good.
They were like real songs.
What will we do, baby?
They were real songs.
This song. This show and song, I think,
yeah,
it takes the cake. Mr.
Belvedere. Yes.
If there was any
finally agree
Jew on any of these shows, he had to be Jewish.
He was so
right.
Good.
He was just like he had a Jewish vibe to him.
Yeah, he was definitely he was a giver,
regal
caretaker.
He was a regal guy.
He was like a Cohen Gödel.
Kind of. What was the deal with that show?
I don't know. Was he a slave? Like, did he like get paid? I feel like they.
He was a butler in at Buckingham Palace. And then suddenly
he was in
New
Jersey?
Just
how does that happen?
I think we should go back and watch it. These shows would never make it.
Do you think he knew the nanny?
The nanny named Fran?
Fran. Okay. Jewish. Very Jewish.
How do you feel about that show?
I got no problem with it.
No, I
I felt represented.
You feel represented by Fran Drescher?
Yeah, like I actually posted something recently.
Can you do a Fran Drescher?
Yeah! Is that it?
That's it. Yeah. You, okay, just testing.
Hi, Sally. I'm here to clean the house. Chag Sameach. Chag Kosher for Pesach.
It's amazing that went off the air.
So, yeah.
You're bothering the dogs. All of the neighborhood
dogs.
She
reminded
dogs.
Me of, what was the in the Friends episode? That
yeah, Janice.
Janice.
Yeah. Oh, Friends, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was an adult.
That's all I got.
Yeah, but you just opened, I'm going to throw.
Oh, last one. Yeah. You finish your thought there.
Well, I just want to, like, you just opened up a whole new category. Different strokes.
It takes different strokes.
For different folks. You have all these shows that when we grew up, but these kids without parents.
Like every single Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I wonder why that, but that, like, we get, like, attached to it. So,
Can you imagine being that guy in the conference room planning a Disney movie, and you're the one who, like, hey, what if this time the parents don't die?
Right. Get out of here.
Like,
go work for Pixar.
They bought Pixar. Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
The, you're back.
The, no, what was the other one with the woman had the, like, school for girls? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
with Blanche. No, not no, Blanche. No, that's Golden Girl.
Golden Girl. How can we do this without saying Golden Girl?
Shame
Girls?
On you. Shame on you.
Thank you for being.
Yeah, but then
friend.
It's also. I mean, you're Golden Girls, then you're Frasier. I love Frasier. Cheers.
What about?
No, but can you go back to?
Not
Blair. Blair was in the show. Blair.
Keep talking. It'll,
there was Blair. And there was Mrs. Something.
Not life. Something with life.
Life. Something with life.
Not the cereal.
Listeners, call in. We're not live.
Oh, wait. Someone is calling me right now.
Ask.
Hold on.
Who it
hold
is?
On. Who is it?
Is there?
Oh, the facts of life. The facts of life.
Facts of life. Amazing.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the rest, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
I love that. Wow. Show. I watched that. Were they all?
Oh, hello.
Were they people without family, or they were like out of school?
No, they were people just.
They weren't adopted by Mrs. whatever her name
was?
No,
I don't think they were real people. Like each of them was a different fact of life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like gluttony.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. What about, and this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved the show.
What?
The Cosby Show.
Yeah, sure. It's a good show. No, it's
if this was 10 years ago.
It was great. It was
I like
great
how
show.
There were always different openings every season.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't like the latter years when they're just dancing in sweaters.
That was every single season. Was it? I like the one like they're in Hawaii or something.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince. Boy, he really ruined
again,
his career.
Like he left his family.
Unbelievable. Well, his dad.
What?
That was the episode with his dad. They played on.
Oh yeah, that was sad.
That was Ben Vereen.
I'm okay. It's okay. I love you. Hugs.
Yeah.
Are you emotional?
I'm not anymore. That it was before you did that.
The dance? I heard he doesn't like the dance. Which Carlton dance?
He doesn't like the dance, and I think shame on him.
Yeah, like he should embrace it. If I was Carlton, yes. I'd be like, hey, Carlton, do the dance. I'd be
so
like,
no I don't problem. Know if you remember. I don't know if you remember. I met the Fonz. So Henry Winkler.
Twice.
Yeah, I met him twice.
The wink.
And he spoke.
Yeah.
He was a keynote speaker.
Did he go, hey?
He embraces the Fonz.
Of course he does.
He signed two leather jackets. So yeah. Can you imagine Alfonso Ribeiro, who played Carlton, getting up there saying, I can...
Wait, I'm sorry. His name is Alfonso?
Yeah.
That's a crazy like parallel to what you just said. Did you do that on purpose?
Why?
The Fonz, Alfonso?
Oh.
Good job,
yeah,
man.
That's not a
good
stretch.
Job.
Can you imagine Carlton getting up on stage and saying, I'm going to talk about anything you want except Fresh Prince. I'll do anything you want. Just don't ask me to dance.
It's not kavod. It's not respect.
No.
Like, if that's the show that launches you... I think you own it.
First of all, especially if you have literally nothing else to your name.
Yeah.
What has he done?
I
Dancing
don't know.
With the Stars.
Has he?
Yeah.
Was he good?
I don't know.
I never really watched that show,
never
actually.
Never seen it.
That's not a show.
It's kind of sad to me.
Oh, I mean, they get paid, right?
I don't know.
Right. They're not A-stars.
No.
There's no one's dancing with Brad Pitt.
No.
No.
Would you dance with Brad Pitt?
I would, without a doubt. That's right. Did I ever tell you my mother met Brad Pitt?
No.
Yeah.
Your mother?
Top fan. That's how it goes when you're a real top fan.
Where did she? Where did they meet?
I can't go into all the details.
Yeah.
But
what was the scene? Set the scene.
The way my I can't even because we're the
was
way.
Was this Thelma and Louise era? Was it Seven? Was it Pulp? Not Pulp Fiction.
No, this was
Ocean's 11.
This was a medical emergency for Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know if I can talk about it.
What was your mom doing there? Trouble.
She met him. That's all.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, no, they met, and I believe the conversation actually revolved around kosher. Brad was very interested in what kosher
you know what
meant.
I say to that?
What?
That don't impress me much.
That does impress me.
Because he's in that song.
He is? Oh, yeah, Brad Pitt. I'm sorry. Again.
What's happening to you?
Sorry.
Last show of mine.
Yeah.
Because I think people have stopped listening.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Boom, ba-da-boom, boom.
Oh, I have a... Wait, say that again. What is that? Wait, oh, Law and Order?
Seinfeld.
Oh, wait. Oh, what was that? No, that's more like...
That's what I did. Law and Order is...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This doesn't make any sense. That was a good show, Law and Order. Yeah, Seinfeld, but again, adult.
I watched it when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't. You didn't watch it as a kid, but like I have to...
You don't know that.
Okay, we're going to do theme songs?
Yeah.
If you ever find yourself in trouble.
18. And how old do you think I am? Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, the genre.
If there was
18.
A Jew on that show, oh. Who was it?
If there was...
Murdoch or Hannibal?
What? Hannibal was a leader.
So?
You know, but he was very... Like, well, he could have been, like a bubby, but Murdoch, he was the comedic, you know, so yeah. That's the Jews were often funny.
And why not Mr. T?
He could have been Jewish. He could have been, but I don't think he was.
Why?
Think he wore a big cross on his...
He did? No, I don't think so.
A lot
I think
of
that
gold.
Was a McGain David.
But yeah, there was nothing that he said.
I bet
it's
a fool who doesn't think I'm Jewish.
Yeah, and he didn't say that.
He was B.A. Baracus, right?
B.A.
Baracus. Baracus, Barecas.
Boom, Jewish. He was in Rocky. He was in Rocky 2.
Rocky 3.
Two.
Nope.
Three?
Yep.
That was good. He was good at it.
And that was the Jewish one. That's when Mickey died and he said Kaddish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So good. Okay, fine. See? So there's the Jews. See? Also, here's another Jewish thing about the A-Team. No one ever died. Like, they would throw bombs and missiles and stuff, and people just flew in the air somewhere.
Let's see and so if you are real. Let's see if you're a real A-Team fan.
Yeah.
What was B.A. Baracus terrified of?
Oh, flying.
Very good.
Yeah.
You win.
Okay. That was a whole thing. How do we get him knocked out?
And how did he fall asleep?
What do you mean?
They made him drink?
Pepsi?
Milk.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show. But Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
And then when it went into like, and then Kit, it became like Kit.
Mr. Feeny, was he Jewish? That was after my time. I didn't watch Boys, but he was.
I didn't watch that either, by the way.
He was the voice of the car.
He was?
On Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I did not know that. And then Knight Rider, and then I'm actually going to say my favorite of the three, but it was not as well known. Actually, there's a fourth.
Give me a hint.
That's my hint.
Quantum Leap?
No, great show.
The Flash?
Airwolf.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard.
Really?
Of it. Yeah.
Airwolf was Knight Rider in a helicopter.
How did it do?
It just didn't have a. It didn't have a personality.
How many?
I don't know. It was so.
So not the same.
So good. It was just this elite force.
Yeah.
With the main character had like one eye and had like these sunglasses with a, I don't remember why. And then Ernest Borgnine. Ernest, yeah. Jew. Maybe?
I don't know.
Probably. Big, I'm going yes.
He had a big gap in his teeth.
But he, it was him and this other guy. And then I think, and then someone else in the future. But
Ernest Borgnine was on action TV show?
Yeah, he was part of this elite helicopter team. Oh my God, Airwolf was amazing. There was once an episode.
What's that other show?
Okay, this one.
Not to cut you off, but.
Okay, so again, we had Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Then we had Knight Rider in a helicopter.
Yeah.
There was also Knight Rider in a motorcycle. Nighthawk.
Gosh.
That was great. It was a motorcycle that went really fast.
Did it have a voice?
No. Knight Rider's the only one that had like a computer. They probably couldn't do it. They probably weren't allowed to. But okay. Nighthawk, I would like to know if any of our listeners ever watched Nighthawk.
Can you end with a show that someone else has seen?
These are great shows. Yeah. Okay, I'll end with, let's say, a top show that I loved as a child. And I will say I only enjoyed the episodes where he actually escaped something.
MacGyver. You're a MacGyver guy.
Loved MacGyver. He'd like, you know what? I'm sorry. Out of respect, I have to end the show with my favorite show of all time.
Okay.
And as a child, because it predated me, but as a child.
Dateline?
And yes, because my Bubby and Zadie, every time I'd go to Florida, we'd sit and it's time for a Dateline.
Not 60 minutes, huh?
Four letters.
Don't say anything. Four letters.
Four separate letters.
Four Star Search. That was a great show.
I'll give you, starts with an M.
Four letters?
A.
MASH. Yeah.
Favorite show. I've seen that. 10 to 12 times. That song
put me to sleep every time. I think we should end the show with this. See you next time on It's Okay We're Jewish.